Episode where Greg Brady, or was it Peter, that had a flashlight and he made it look like a UFO.
The UFO, yeah. That was brilliant. He totally convinced Cindy.
That was one of my all-time favorites.
I liked it because that was the most MacGyver-esque of all of the episodes. Because
they were making it happen.
They were piecing it together. They were scrapping, you know.
They were doing something new.
Getting gritty.
It was avant-garde. Really, I mean, that was like really for me, like where television really started. How about some music, Dan?
Sure.
Thank you.
I'm moody.
That was the low lows.
That's lower than low.
That's deeper than our, than how deep underground we are.
That should be like the low, low lows.
Yeah. Lower than an orphan in an abandoned well.
Like really low.
That's low.
That's really low, Dan.
They're straight out of America. I love them. I'm their new biggest fan. They're my favorite band ever.
Can they make sound effects like this, though?
Yeah. That's how. That's how low we are. My friend Chris emailed me their link about 2 weeks ago, and he, this guy
has
is just
it been
spot
that
on.
Long, Dan?
It has been. Has it, it's been? It's been.
God.
Yeah, we keep missing.
Is
weeks.
This indicative of the year to come? Is 2007 going to be an every
long
other?
Blank periods where we don't remember anything? Ooh. I hope not.
Yeah, me neither.
Mm.
So
yeah.
Sorry.
Oh, check out their website, everybody, because it's actually an interesting bit of illustration and web design, I think. TheLowLows.net. The other .com.
Sounds cool.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
I'm going to check out some advanced web design.
Yeah. So, what you been up to, Mitch?
Just working.
Yeah.
I didn't really get... I mean, the holiday was great, and then back to work. Whoopsh.
Yeah!
Mm-hmm.
No rest for those conquering the world.
Yeah.
None at all. Did the Romans rest? I don't think so.
No. Rome wasn't built in a millennium.
No. Or on an interweb.
Or on an iPhone.
Yeah. Oh, everybody, should we geek out about this? The iPhone.
I want to have a. I want to do podcasting on an iPhone.
You mean recorded, listened to?
It's got to be. It's got to be possible.
So you and I could sit here on our iPhones, networking our iPhones, recording at the same time, the show, and posting at the same time to the intraweb. Yeah. Everyone else could then listen.
Simultaneously sharing brainwaves.
The most
with
complex walkie-talkie known to man.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Why don't they just tune into our CB channel? It'd be cheaper and easier.
Why don't they just call it the Shortwave 2000?
Yeah, there we go. Shortwave 2.0.
So, Last FM, that's my new website.
Is it?
Yeah, it's not just like something I stumbled on and was like, oh, this is pretty cool. Like I use it now regularly.
Power user.
Maybe as regularly as MySpace now.
I remember you sent me an invite like a while back.
Yeah.
And I completely ignored it.
I think it's cool.
I'm sorry to have ignored it.
Don't apologize, Dan. I wouldn't expect you to pick up on
I'm a very busy man. So busy I have to speak in abbreviation sometimes. But what does Last FM do exactly that other websites don't? Stays crunchy and milk?
Well, they have this plugin that you can put on your computer that will, if you use your computer to listen to music a lot, which I do, or your iPod, they have this plugin that will analyze your listening habits.
Oh, and then do the whole Amazon thing where it suggests.
Exactly. And then
brilliant.
And not only other music, but other people who like music.
Yes.
So it's like a combination of social networking and music recommendations.
I like it.
And it's all based on behavioral recommendations rather than stuff you write in.
So as a plugin, does it show up on my computer as a widget?
No, it's like one of those things that sits up in the bar by the clock.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
Cool, man.
Yeah, it's called an audio scrobbler.
You know what I would also like? wanted to take it to the next level, the real world level?
Yeah.
An audio scrobbler, that's fucked up. That's horrible.
Stupid name, yeah.
But if they want to take it to the next level, I'd love to have the next little icon up there by the clock that would tell me, recommend bands playing that night. Or like that week that are like the music I'm listening to.
Yeah.
That I'd be into in my area.
That's only natural.
It is, I suppose.
It's only natural.
Bring it
full circle. To combine it with events.
Yeah.
Like, have you gone to upcoming.org?
Is Renica doing her Mr. Rogers thing? Won't you be my neighbor? She switches shoes as she comes into the house.
Yeah. Changed into her cardigan. Took off her work shoes, put on the tennies.
Yeah.
Hi, neighbor.
I'm sorry, you were saying?
I've got a new track for you from a band called Gay Against You.
Gay Against You?
Yeah.
Great.
That was, who was that?
Two and a half.
Gay Against You. It's a song called Ice Scooter.
Yeah, or two.
And I found that on
about 11, yeah.
Last FM.
Okay.
Dan, are you on the phone?
Okay, bye.
Dan, you're on the phone.
That was to my baby doll.
Oh, hey, baby.
Hey, Podland can wait for Fiona.
Hey, baby. yeah. So that was the Last FM's top download of the week.
That song.
Yeah.
It's good for dial-up.
It's up 463%.
You know?
Whoa. Yeah.
Dude.
I don't know how that's calculated, but wow.
Yeah. One download.
463%.
I've gone from one download to five. No. That was interesting. It reminded me of Square Pusher. And reminded me of, we played some DJ about 8 shows back that just did nothing but samples. Uh-huh. It was brilliant. I can't remember his name right now.
Was that Fortet?
No, it wasn't Fortet.
Why not?
It wasn't Fortet.
Fine.
I know Fortet. It wasn't Fortet.
Okay.
But anyway, it reminded me of a little bit of a cross between Square Pusher and that dude, whoever he might have been.
I think it's a pair of dudes.
Mm.
It's a pair of dudes. Let's find out. Let's go on Lost FM and find out who these guys are, okay?
Okay.
They're pretty good. Let's get some info. Let's get some background. Hey, while I'm looking up some background, we got some audio comments.
Oh, man. Thank you guys so much, by the way, for actually listening to us and calling in with your comments.
We got a audio comment.
Mitch, our IT man,
holy shit,
will be connecting the audio comments momentarily.
This is a 3-minute comment.
Oh yeah, this is good.
This will definitely give me enough time.
Hey,
to find
Mitch,
out about
this
band.
Is Julian Levy Johnson. I'm the Notes Underground.
He gave his first, middle, and last name.
Paris. I've been
Weeby Johnson
for a few months.
His middle name's Weeby.
Got hooked on your podcast and think it's great. I love it. I was listening to your podcast tonight and heard you saying how great Fresno was and. The time that I visited Fresno,
Yeah. Everybody
there told me Fresno's the armpit of California.
No, that's Bakersfield.
So anyways, but
that's,
hey,
that's Florida.
I've been listening to a group called Man. They're pretty crazy and kind of cool.
Dude, Man. Dude.
They play great shows. They're fairly wild and dress up and such. I think they were actually...
Like Gwar? Is that like Gwar?
Like a bunch of homos. Just kidding.
Another group that I've been listening to is a group called Shapiro. They're a
Shapiro
band from...
Like OJ's lawyer.
Back home where in
right?
Virginia.
Yeah.
And they're kind of young.
Brilliant.
But they're coming along. Over the past 5 years, I've listened to the development of the band, and they're getting to that stage where they're sounding fairly decent now.
It is weird how band, like some crappy bands can
bands
really
have,
get better
MySpace,
with a lot of practice, you know?
Yeah. You know, I don't think I've ever stuck around long enough to see that happen though.
There's another group that I was meaning to, tell you about.
Here we go. Come on.
I can't remember who it is right
push,
now.
Push! Push! God!
Almost there, Julian.
Rude. That's it.
Ah! There. Oh, feels good. Oh.
They're kind of bulky, but they what it is that they've got. I just really enjoy them, and I've been listening to them a bunch recently, too. They also have some free music for download on MySpace.
I really want to hear this guy's French accent.
You're going to have to follow up.
MySpace music, I hadn't been.
Pull some of these bands down.
No, we will.
You also turned me on to Nouvelle Vague, which is one of those French bands that you played a while back.
Oh, yeah.
And I got their album and really enjoy that.
What about Yell, man? Go to a Yell show.
For your podcast, and I'll keep on listening until. Well, as long as you keep putting it out.
All right. So
that's forever. And I'll drop you a line some other time.
Bye. Thanks, Julian. Awesome.
I don't think he knows how long forever really is. That's how long the podcast is going
to
go on.
Oh, that's not fair. We got to be, I mean, we have to be nicer to these people. They're actually giving us content.
No. I totally love it. I love it. The thing is, though, I just wish he would have, he's in Paris. I wish he would have spoke some French to us because I'm imagining his accent. Voulez-vous.
I'm sure he's better than that if he lives in Paris. They don't stand for that.
No, they wouldn't.
They're like, they just hand you a plane ticket.
People on the street would just say, here's an easy jet ticket to anywhere but here.
My entire life savings to get you out of my country.
You know, I went to Paris once. They were all very nice to me. I didn't experience any of that rude Parisian stereotype.
Have you been to Italy? I feel like people either like Italy or France, but very few people really like both. Except me, of course, because I'm incredibly open-minded.
You're a man of the world. God damn it.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's an either or kind of thing?
I think so.
It's like there. It's not.
I don't know if it's that way for Americans.
Those that like Frank Sinatra and those that don't like Frank Sinatra. There are two kinds: those that like Italy and those that like Paris.
I don't know. I feel like it's sort of more in the UK. Like people like Brits or English people. I'm not sure. You know, but a lot. I feel like I've met a lot of people that either don't like Italy and love France. Or don't like France and love Italy.
That's
and
interesting.
It's so confusing to me. I'm like, but Rome is beautiful and so is Paris. And all the little towns around them are neat too. I don't understand. So I saw... Sorry. That was it. Okay.
That's all for the... Are we ending the user voice comment section of the show?
That's it. Oh. That's all we got.
We should make this a copyrighted feature of the show.
User submissions.
Yeah. User voice comments.
And now for user voice comments.
Yeah, exactly.
Except for that was it.
Maybe we need to segment our show more and come up with sections, you know, themed bits. No? Mitch is shaking
his head. No, we could. Guess what? What? Next show, I hope, my weird scientist friend will show up.
Oh, yeah. Mr. PhD.
Yeah. And I think he's a pretty funny guy, and I think he's going to have some interesting, weird crap to talk about that isn't necessarily music related, which might be a relief because
you think we get stuck in a rut.
Geek out on the music tip,
maybe
just because we play music
in the MySpace and
doesn't
the Apple
mean we have to
Apple
talk
that.
About. Yeah, well, he's a geek.
Good,
he's just not a music geek.
Oh, brilliant
per se.
Brilliant,
but I saw this incredible, on another note,
Mitch's incredible visions.
I saw a great movie this fall, winter section, called Little Miss Sunshine.
Oh, right.
Did you see that?
No, I never saw it. My mom, I was on the phone with my mom the other day. She said, Dan...
You got to see
Little Miss Sunshine.
It was good. It was a good movie. Yeah. No, it's really good.
That's funny.
Like,
and cool.
Like, it's really good because it's totally not Hollywood. It's totally like It's completely accessible, I think, to a multi-generational level, but mm-hmm. it's not Hollywood at all.
This is interesting. Do you ever listen to Mark Kermode's film reviews?
No.
That's a podcast worth checking out. It's a BBC radio spot. This guy, Mark Kermode, brilliantly intelligent PhD.
Did he slam the show and say
it was terrible?
Well,
he didn't slam the movie, no. But he said it, he thought it could have been more. Anyway,
I
vision
that was
of all
what
movies
I loved about it,
is
though,
based
is that it
on
wasn't
Mark Kermode.
You know what I mean? That it wasn't more. I think we're always so hooked on this, like, this thing with films that they have to be about something. And this was like such a beautiful slice of life where it was just like this family is on a road trip going through all these weird things. Well, none of the things they hit were terrible, and then none of them were great, but they were all beautiful in their own like sort of small, insignificant way.
You know? That's interesting because actually I don't go to the movies very often, maybe once every couple months. And, Mark Kermode, the critic, he's a PhD in genre films, and you know, so he's looking for a genre. He's looking for something that fits into a pocket,
right?
I think possibly he knows
totally
movies that fit into a pocket. Yeah. So I think maybe this is actually giving me a little bit more perspective. I got to go see it now because, I just sort of ignored it because he was like, it should have been more or whatever, you know. So anyway,
well, there's this band that plays a key sort of soundtrack piece during in the film. The band's called Devotchka. I've played them once before on the show, and they kind of have a Gogol Bordello.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. It sounds a little
like tie-in, but they're like
European.
From Colorado.
Oh,
yeah,
Boulder.
What
are the chances?
Yeah, Denver, I think. Yeah, like totally. But they're actually like, I'm totally hooked. I think the band is great.
Oh, cool.
Like, I'm totally into their stuff.
Is there any way we can play them?
I'm playing them right now.
Oh, you're hitting the sweet spot.
This
Mitch.
Is a live. This is a live recording, though, from their I think like KEXP or something. There's a Seattle radio station that's like kind of indie, and they do lots of like, you know, in-house recordings and stuff. So this isn't the full-on, you know, produced version. I think it's just like one or two guys from the band playing it, but it's really good. So let's check it out. We'll be right back.
effing brilliant.
Did you like it?
I really did. I liked that a lot.
It's cool. It's like, it's got a, it kind of reminds me of Arcade Fire too. That was the mm-hmm. other thing.
It's a little more accessible than Gorgobordello.
Well, that version of the song is mellower and more acoustic.
Mm-hmm.
You should listen to the album, how it ends, though. It's really good. Like, the whole album is really, really good.
Is it like a concept-type album where everything just sort of goes and flows and reaches through?
It's sort of like, I don't know, Godspeed You Black Emperor. Like, do you know that band?
Speaking Greek to me.
Okay, well, it's got that whole sort of movie, like, they're very movie soundtrack-esque.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like, they're...
Yeah.
I don't think they actually write music for movies, like, on purpose, but mm-hmm. it just...
Yeah, they have that kind of poignant, yeah. emotional.
Yeah. Or Friends of Dean Martinez. Have you heard of that band?
Jesus, Mitch, no. Sorry. Where are these coming from?
They're like, there's like, you know, there's a movie soundtrack genre. You know what I mean? Like, there's a.
No, but now I want to know. Sounds great. It actually sounds like the kind of thing I've been looking for.
Yeah, it's like where they kind of take, it's sort of a mix between pop and classical music where they like.
Yeah.
They usually have some classical instrumentation, either a piano or a violin or,
yeah,
you know, something, and they write these things. There's sometimes a vocal line, sometimes not, and they go instrumental, mm-hmm. longer songs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I'm into it.
Yeah, yeah.
Completely they're cool. into it.
But they also get into this sort of country western like route as well, which is, I think, you know, refreshing that they don't have to be this like super uber yeah. eclectic,
yeah.
you know, thing. They could also just be like kind of down home.
I feel like you're describing to me a blind date I'm supposed to go on of this friend of yours. It's like, yeah, she's really cool. You know, she has moods, and you know, she's into country music, and it's like, oh, geez, Mitch, I gotta get to know her. Yeah, I'll meet her.
So basically, what you're saying is, this is the first time I've actually been really excited about something I played versus just been like, yeah, it's pretty cool. I like it.
Well,
because you do that all the
time. I can't help it if I'm passionate, Mitch. Passionate about music and life. I'm into hugs, not drugs.
Me too. Yeah. I like hugs too, Dan.
Give us a hug, Mitch. Oh, that's nice. Yeah, see, it feels good.
Sometimes yeah. I just need yeah. some reassurance. Anyways.
Anywho.
So, oh yeah, we were talking about TV on the break.
We were talking a little bit about TV and how, you know, I love CSI Miami. What's your CSI Miami?
Dexter.
What the hell is that? Jesus.
Did you?
It's like I hardly know you anymore. You're just coming out with all these Come things on. I don't even know.
Well, we live in the UK and we're sheltered. But there's a show, and I think they've already done a full season's worth and we totally missed it. It's called Dexter.
This is an American show?
Yeah.
It's on Fox.
It's on Showtime.
Oh. I was never that privileged as a child.
Showtime is actually starting to come out with just as much creative programming as HBO. Like, you know, that whole Weeds program. Did you ever yeah. look into that?
No, I never did, but I didn't, but I want
come
to.
Come on, Dan.
Well, I
you know, we God. Talk about things, we're sharing things, and you're just ignoring. And you're just saying basically whatever I listen to and watch and think about, Mitch should.
Yeah, yeah, it's true.
That reminds me, I've never watched CSI Miami, so I should probably.
It's a one-way street, and you better like it.
You really like CSI Miami, though?
I do, and it's a guilty pleasure.
How do you get it? Is it on iTunes or something?
It's on Tuesday nights, 9 o'clock, channel 4.
On E4?
I hear E4, I think.
Ugly Betty's coming on E4, too. Do you know what that is?
I don't know what it's about at
supposedly,
all.
Supposedly, it's a hilarious show in the U.S.
I'm interested. I'm intrigued.
Isn't that interesting that like TV is becoming more multinational? I don't know. I've got this whole BitTorrent thing
you do it all by downloading.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I don't have the hard drive space for that because all my hard drives are at the studio.
Well, I just delete it right after I watch it. You just download and delete.
Oh.
You don't have to like archive it just because you downloaded it.
I suppose you don't, but still, I just need to get a fat hard drive for the house.
I just download it onto my laptop.
My laptop's too full.
I've got 5 gigs available.
And you're still doing that stuff?
Yeah. It's like 300 megabytes for a show.
Yeah, but hard drive space is precious, baby.
But you just download and delete. It's really easy.
All right.
So, anyways.
So, what was the genre of Dexter and why should I love it?
Oh, yeah.
Why is it better than CSI
Miami? Because it takes place in Miami.
Like it already?
It involves police.
That's good.
But
that's good.
The guy, the lead character, he was in 6 Feet Under. He was he was David Fisher in Six
Feet
Under.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wait, was David Fisher the gay brother or the straight brother? Oh, he was the gay brother. Okay.
And he's a serial killer.
Brilliant.
He's the lead investigator, or not the lead investigator, but he's a forensics guy for Miami Police.
Yeah.
And he's a
brilliant.
And he's a serial killer. It's amazing.
Oh. Because you know, it's funny, that guy, that character, that actor, he's like Seymour.
Hoffman?
Seymour Hoffman. He's like a poor man Seymour Hoffman. I know that's what it is, but he's like,
but Seymour Hoffman's really diverse, and to be fair, this character is pretty much just a slightly darker David Fisher.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. He's not like, I don't think he's pushing his. I don't get the feeling that he's really pushing his acting.
Yeah, I'm talking
potential.
Just about looks and the fact he's and the fact that he's doing these weird roles. But he's like. The Seymour Hoffman of the small screen.
Yeah. Well, I might still have episode one that I can dish over to you. I might have deleted it.
Oh, that'd be sweet.
We'll see.
That'd be sweet.
Other thing is, and then I'm done with TV. I'm just about finished with Deadwood season 3.
Don't know it really.
Deadwood?
No. Is that a Western thing?
I love it.
It's a Western?
It's so good. It's like Shakespeare for the West. It's okay. Like the language in it is totally eclectic and like,
really,
you know, like they did a really good job trying to recreate what language might have been in the West, and they went probably too far.
Oh,
like it's not like regular dialogue.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, of what import is this matter to you?
Yeah.
You know, like really kind of proper and kind of confusing. And that makes it, to me, that makes it interesting. Cause
at least
the whole
a bit
time,
challenging.
I'm like, they are. They're swearing the whole time too.
Like
that
a bunch of sailors,
was
huh?
a fucker, and totally.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. So
they,
it's like
they
this.
Talk like
so
that?
It's like a mixture of like this sort of Shakespearean like eloquence with like completely low down, dirty, like vulgar, and like and it's violent, and there's hookers, and it's fun.
Sweet.
Anyways, I sound like a wholesome guy, don't I?
You sound like you sit on the couch a bit.
Here's the thing.
Just kidding.
Here's the thing. Season 3, I'm just about finished with it. I've been watching the show for a year and a half, so why don't you go fuck yourself? it's not like I spent, 2 weeks getting here. But season 3 is I think, almost over here, and apparently it was conceived of in a four-season thing, and HBO pulled the funding.
No.
Fuckers.
They do that in odd ways.
Why would you do that, though?
If HBO moves
if there
in
is
mysterious
a creative
ways.
Plan, why, and they signed a contract, said 4 seasons, here you go. Apparently, they're spending $5 million an episode to produce.
Jesus.
It's like, because there's costumes and it's out in nature, so it's hard to get all the equipment out there and like,
man,
all that, but anyways, not your regular television show, ladies and gentlemen.
No, it's funny though that the best stuff is all disseminating from cable channels. I mean, people, it's almost like, I don't, maybe they just have the money to court the good writers or the good projects, or maybe it's just that that things can be a little more real on cable because they're not covered by FCC censorship sort of things.
Yeah, right.
Maybe you're just allowed to depict reality
to
a little
it,
bit
so.
Closer. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's interesting how though HBO and now
I think it's just because they have more money.
You think that's it?
Yeah.
But come on though. But the vast majority of people. I mean, it's advertising money. Really, is what it is.
Well, because they have ads and people pay for subscription.
Do they have as many ads? No. I'd be curious actually. Which one?
Well, they're
them.
More marketing oriented, I guess. So maybe they're not getting revenue from those ads. But
if we have any listeners working in the industry, why don't you Skype us and let us know? The difference between the funding availability for shows on public access, or not public access, but public channels, as opposed to cable channels.
I'm really glad you said that. I'm really glad you said that, Dan, because I think it's good actually that we would have people
listener tie-ins.
No, I'm really glad that we're getting just so many comments in general.
Yeah.
But specifically the audio comments, and
those are a hoot. I love hearing what people sound like.
So actually, no, someone emailed an audio comment too. Let me dig it up.
That's a bizarre method.
Yeah. As opposed to calling us or using Skype. I don't think everyone in the world uses Skype. But let me get the Skype phone number out here. Hang on.
Why don't I burn a CD of my audio comment, then post it to you in the mail?
So listen, you can call us if you're in the U.S. Or anywhere else for that matter.
Or burn a CD and post it to us in the mail.
Just call us. 213-784-0924. That'll work. Or if you have Skype, you can Skype us at Notes Underground. NotesUnderground. Thank you very much.
That's how Mitch and I met.
Let me get that other audio comment. But while I do that, let's hear some more music. I think I've been chatting for over an hour.
I wanna run you on the wall. I want quiet. You're gonna talk. Looks like a headphone day. Headphone day. You're gonna pull. I'll play, but don't push off. Looks like a headphone day.
Clark, everybody.
Clark.
Clark, how'd that work?
Clark, motherfucker. Clark.
I can't remember if Clark got in touch with me or if
MySpace.
Actually I got in touch with Clark.
Clark sent us a MySpace.
Is that? Yeah, you're right. They commented us.
Yeah.
I listened to it because they commented us. And then I said, hey, dig your tunes, brah.
Thanks, Clark. That's actually really good.
How about an MP3, brah? And they were really sweet.
Oh, they didn't have a download.
They didn't have,
download.
I don't think they did. And then they sent, well, oh wait, I went to their website. They had a brilliant Christmas tune. They did
oh, we missed
Drummer
that.
Boy. They did Drummer Boy.
Oh, and it sounded
they did a
good.
Cover of Drummer Boy. It was great.
Really?
And I was like, guys, where were you during our Christmas show?
Yeah.
You know, we could have used you big time. Instead, we had to recycle the oldies. But they wrote back. They were really sweet. And they sent me their whole album. And
really?
That was the...
In the mail?
No, MP3. And that was...
Because you're all digital.
That was my favorite. Of course. I don't care about the artifact. You know? I don't want the physical artifact
I don't need
anymore.
Any more plastic in my life, for God's sake.
Yeah. Put it in a landfill. Just get it away from me.
Seriously, I've got an iPhone.
Yeah.
I don't need it.
So they sent me the whole album, and that was my favorite track off the album. Clark, if you're listening, I really like that song.
It kind of reminds me of Nick Drake, gotta say. Like it.
Mm-hmm.
Like it.
The whole album has that kind of vibe, that kind of energy. It's just, it's sweet. It's good. And these guys are on to something. I hope they keep rocking. I'd be curious what they'd do if they got a bunch of energy in them and made something, you know, upbeat.
Rad.
Radical, yeah.
So guess
radical.
Who sent us an audio comment?
Jimmy
Gabriel
Hendrix.
Yanis.
Really?
Yeah, you know, he's been leaving a lot of comments on comment board.
Everybody knows Gabriel.
So let's you know, let's check it out. He sent the email to comments at notesunderground.com. Hey, what's up, guys? This is Gabriel. I normally email you from work, but I'm at my computer at home today. Hey.
Word.
We caught the right time, right guy at the
pulling
right time.
Pulling a sickie.
Thanks a ton for playing Drew Danbury. That guy is the shit. Really dug Modesky Schofield. Martin and Wood. You keep saying that you wanted audio comments, so here you go. Gabriel Yanis. Oh, and then at the end of his signature, there's a quote that says, I thought a book, if necessary, should be a hammer. A hand grenade, which you detonate under a stagnant way of looking at the world, by Wole Soyinka.
I'm going to have to read that about 5 times.
Yeah.
Till I get it.
Let's check out the audio comment. Thanks, Gabriel.
What's up, Notes Underground guys? This is Gabriel. I've emailed you a couple times now. You keep saying you want audio comments, and I have threatened to audio comment in emails in the past, and then also attach songs that I like. So there. I don't got much else
in
to
your
say.
Face!
That was like a grenade.
I decided to share this band with you guys. They're called Harry and the Potters. They sing about Harry Potter, and they play at libraries. I love
Jesus.
Books, so that appeals to the dork inside me. Love the show.
Yeah, Harry and the Potters is later. Funny.
Been moving around her tongue about Ron Weasley's mouth, and it's grossing us out watching them play tonsil hockey.
Fuck
on
yeah!
On the Quidditch pitch, crumbs on his game, but Hermione says he's romantically lame. He's too aggressive.
He said Hermione.
With the pub for tonsil hockey. Well, Joe Jack has been snogging around. When she locks lips, the tears start pouring down. She's a second string player at best. In tonsil hockey. We've been seeing Ginny with all these guys. We'd like to rip their heads off and push their bodies aside, and then ask her to play for a tonsil hockey team.
Jesus.
I think all the, like, everything that that band does is about Harry Potter.
That's awesome. I mean, it I can imagine the colossally geeky indie nerds showing up to these library shows to listen to Harry Potter songs. It's beautiful. It's beautiful.
Renica wouldn't like it because she doesn't like Harry Potter.
Oh, come on.
I just think you should read books outside of Harry Potter and Stephen King.
Is that what your library consists of, Mitch?
I read twice as many books as you, so you shush. Yeah.
You stand by that.
Absolutely.
It's because she's illiterate, God damn it. God, why do you have to make it so hard?
Well, when the print's this big and it's like made for 12-year-olds,
yeah.
Sure.
Mitch likes the pictures.
She got about as far through Crime and Punishment as I did, so I guess we're tied.
That's depressing.
Yeah. That book's depressing. Book criticisms. This is the Renica's book criticism section of the show. Crime and Punishment, that was depressing.
It was like, what, I mean, what kind of book starts with a murder?
Oh, by the way, guys.
I mean, it starts with a murder. That's supposed to be the climax.
Speaking of which, our namesake of the show, Notes Underground.
Yeah,
that, you remember
Dostoevsky.
Fiona? Yeah, Dostoevsky. Remember Fiona was
wrote
telling
Crime
you that
and Punishment.
Just shut up. His the play Notes from the Underground is playing at the Arcola Theater, not far from my house.
Oh, really?
It's back. It's back. It's been brought back to the theater due to popular demand.
Maybe we should just audio
it's
podcast
had mixed,
the
it's
from
had
the show.
Reviews.
Like whisper.
Oh, and we can just whisper in the back, and then they can yell at us in the middle of the whole thing. Will you two shut the hell up? No, we could. Anyway, we should all get
this is where he derived his
super
theory. Oh my god, it's very existential. Okay, we need.
Thanks
to
so
go.
Much for that listener submission.
Superman,
by the way, Gabriel, that was spot on, man, and keep it up.
Wait, Superman is Nietzsche.
And next time, would you mind recording your audio comment and then...
I had no idea there was music attached. I feel like I totally got tricked into playing
that. And then faxing us a note saying that you've recorded an audio comment and then using, you know, dots and dashes, possibly send us the audio
and
comment.
And now it's all clear to me. He really wanted us to play Harry and the Potters, and that's why he emailed it. So he would, because he wouldn't have been able to call and then hold his phone up to the thing. He wanted to show us that he can talk and play music in one audio file, just like we can.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Interesting.
Thanks, Gabriel. Hey, what else? Let's look at what else did we get this week? Comments. Are you on the site right now?
Yeah, I'm on the site. Your mic's cutting out.
I know why. Tell me, what's on the site? My computer's dying. Comments.
We got a great comment from Christine. Christine, I don't know if we're going to be able to get to you today, but you recommended to us The Sleeping States, and you also recommended to us Tom Brosow. We listened to him today. We love them both, and we're going to be bringing them up later, but there just wasn't room in this show. So thanks, Christine. I think you're our one and only girl listener, and we appreciate that.
Yeah, thanks. You're the best.
Yeah.
Anybody else?
We
got Dan. Well, Dan wrote in.
You mean me?
Yeah. And Martin. Martin was glad that we finally played something.
We love your emoticons, Martin.
Yeah.
Keep it up.
Yeah, seriously. More emoticons, the better.
Yeah. Otherwise, because we generally think the world hates
us. I want to start a band called Emoticon.
Emoticon?
Emoticon
will you use robot voice?
It didn't sound like a transformer.
It does. It sounds like you're... It's robot voice with a smile. Maybe it's an up-talking robot voice.
Hello.
Hello. This is Emoticon.
Sneaker Pete. Sneaker Pete wrote in. Hey, guys. I've just found your podcast and loved this episode. Subscribed right away in iTunes and added you to dig.com podcast so people can dig episodes on your show.
Is that a user term, dig? Is dig no longer just a 70s retro throwback?
Okay, this is a marketing advertisement.
It is?
I don't know.
Okay.
No, it's
Sneaker
cool.
Pete.
Anyways, no, it's dig. A real guy. Anyways, keep it up and with any looch.
And bad weather.
Oh, it's luck. I meant to say luck. With any luck and bad weather. I'll shoot an audio comment to you. Hey, come on. Audio comments about my favorite song of 2006. By the way, is the music you play pod safe, or do you get permission to play it on your show? Well, that is an excellent question, Sneaker Pete.
Let's go to the whiteboard.
And the answer is yes.
Next question.
Okay.
That's a little of this, a little of that.
Everything is freely available on the internet. Mm-hmm. Some of it, we actually get direct communication with the artist.
Yeah.
So that's all I have to say about that.
You know, Axl Rose contacted me the other day, and he said, I've got this new album, Chinese Democracy, and, you know, would you guys mind playing it? I said, dude.
No chance.
You're from last year, you know. Go back to your mansion and just leave
us alone. Maybe if you undo the braids.
Yeah.
Okay, so Travis, the last one. Travis says, just wanted to stop by and wish you a happy new year. Keep them coming.
Woo! 2007.
Yeah!
Come on!
P.S. I'll be visiting my girl at school in March. She goes to City College.
What school does she go to? Oh, City College.
There you go. He answered it right there. Slow down, Dan.
I should have read.
Are there any great places I should visit for good tunes while I'm out there? Well, that is an excellent question.
The list is ginormous.
In March, I'm thinking March is right around Camden Crawl, isn't it? Camden Crawl is in March?
I don't know Camden Crawl.
Oh, Dan.
What am I missing here?
It's the best indie show in London.
It is?
They got every single venue in Camden Town.
Just rocking
goes
a festival
nuts.
Of
it's
sorts.
Like a, it's
an
like
indie
from,
festival.
It's like the 20. It's a 24-hour festival in London.
Really? 24 hours?
Yeah, or
do
something
these,
like that.
These places get special licenses or something? Does it, they can keep... You know, everyone, we can keep the party going.
That's a law in London. No one, just no one does it because they're all too lazy.
Yeah. So lazy.
Crazy. It's like lazy crazy.
Wow, that's interesting.
Yeah. Anyways.
Also, outside of Camden, of course, you know, the world doesn't revolve around Camden.
Travis. Except for the world's end.
Very funny. The Luminaire is brilliant, and that's over in Kilburn. That's a venue that is just epic for indie shows.
Yeah,
that's
that one's
the
cool.
kind of thing you're into. What else is there? The Garage in Islington, brilliant. Jesus, the list is huge, absolutely ginormous.
It goes on and on.
Yeah.
There's a good one in King's Cross. What's it called?
Scala and Coco's.
Scala and, No, Coco's.
Coco's is Mornington Crescent. Yeah, more towards Camden.
That's Camden.
Yeah. If you want to split hairs here.
Exactly.
It's Mornington Crescent.
Yeah, Camden.
I'm right, you're wrong, Mitch. Just shut up. Yeah.
It's on Camden High Street.
Yeah, well, my fist is about to be in your face.
Okay.
What else is there? That's about it, really. I think we've covered it all, the ginormous list.
I happen to like the... there's some great places in Shoreditch, too. I happen to like the Cargo.
Mm. I've never seen a show there.
Oh, you know you really should.
Yeah?
Yeah, good times.
Cool.
Renica, anything? She definitely doesn't want to speak. Okay. So
we're wrapping it up.
Yeah, we got one more song and then we're definitely over an hour. Great having you all here. Bye.
Basically, I got beef. I wanna talk to you directly. I can't ignore, I can't escape. And that's cause you affect me. You cripple me, you shackle me. You shatter my whole future in front of me. This energy is killing me. I gotta let it pour like blood. So, so for real, who's to blame? We lose lives over the bill's name. Disregard for the soul. We just don't give a fuck no more. Left alone, all alone. Settle your issues on your own. What to do? Where to go? I gotta be a refugee, damn sober. Mokdisho used to be a place where the world would come to see. Jazeera, Sugun Talida, Wadile, Iyo Medina, Hageisa, Fosaso, Bardere, Iyo Berbera. My skin needs to feel the sand, the sun. I'm tired of the cold, goddamn soba. Yabki wa di te na gala soba. Yabki wa ba te na gala soba. Yabki wa ba te na gala soba. I guess I could use the last part of flow, known as a lyrical rhyme domino. I'm cynical, well, hope now you know. Put a hold
do it for show. Somali needs all gunmen right out the door.
Pick you up, pretend I got a sword. 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 I got a sword, I got a sword. Pick you up, pretend I got a sword. Pick you up, pretend I got a sword. Pick you up, pretend I got a sword. Dip ki wa bate na gala soba. 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 Dip ki wa bate na gala soba.